Welcome, everyone, to Coach's Corner on the CompuSports Radio Network. I'm John Anderson, your host, and this week we're going to have Coach Thomas Holcomb from Slocum High School in Ozark, Alabama. And this week we're going to be talking of some of the qualities of his multiple offense and some of those little things that you can do in order to run a few more plays with minimum additional teaching. And also we're going to be talking on how his new idea spawned a company called Hawkeye Sports Vision, and we'll be talking a little bit about that as well. Coach Thomas Holcomb on this week's Coach's Corner. No one can buy the love of, no one can buy the love of, left her behind her.
At CompuSportsMedia.com, our job is to make your job easier and make you a more effective coach. Improve your scouting, game planning, and video analysis with Easy Scout XP Plus and the new video scouting edition of Easy Scout Professional. They're powerful, flexible, and affordable, building better game plans for over 25 years. Stretch your dollars with software for scoring and statistics, practice planning, equipment management, and video editing, all from leading publishers and ready for instant download. Improve your defense with ebooks like the highly acclaimed The Master Defense and The 30-Stack Defense, a comprehensive guide to designing and installing a pressure defense. Turbocharge your offense with ebooks from Jerry Campbell, including his latest, Taking the Option Game to the Next Level, and a classic from one of the fathers of option football, Larry Beckish, The Trap Option 40 plus 60 equals option. All the tools you need, priced right, to make this a winning season from CompuSportsMedia.com.
You are listening to Coach's Corner with John Anderson on the CompuSports Radio Network.
This segment of Coach's Corner is sponsored by CompuSports, distributor of the Playmaker Pro and Coach's Office Playbook software packages, available at CompuSports.com. This week we have a very interesting guest on, and he's really done something with vision, which we'll talk about later, and just give you a little bit of a heads up. It's the website is HawkeyeSportsVision.com. All right, we're going to be talking this week with Coach Thomas Holcomb out of Alabama. Welcome, sir, to Coach's Corner.
Oh, it's great to be here.
You have a you have a company set up called HawkeyeSportsVision.com. And you actually work on vision for players. How does that seem to work?
Well, I've had very good success with it, using it with my own players. And the feedback I've gotten from other people that have used it, they've been very successful. I had a quarterback that I started out with it. He had been on a losing program for several years and put him on it. And he threw for about 2,400 yards and only four interceptions. Helped lead the team to the third round of the playoffs.
Wow. And they attribute his success to this particular teaching series?
Yes. I mean, I was his offensive coordinator, but him and his receivers, we used a lot. We had some receivers that used the program. I mean, they were making unbelievable catches. And one of them was a sophomore tight end, 800-yard playoff game. He made a reception with the guy hanging on the front of his jersey behind the other kid's head. I mean, sophomores just generally don't make that kind of catch.
That's very interesting. All right, let's go ahead and talk about your background a little bit here. You grew up in Gadsden, Alabama.
Yes, sir.
Huge football town.
Oh, big, big.
Anybody who's ever been through Gadsden knows it's a huge football town.
It is. I mean, and just a number of football coaches, football players that have come out of there growing up. When I was a small child, lived behind Danny Ford, who, you know, everybody knows, college coach and all. My high school coach played for Bear Bryant, and he treated us like he was Bear Bryant. But most recent one out of there, Brody Kroll's from that area. So it's just a huge football town, and I mean, Friday nights, the town shuts down.
Well, that sounds like up here in North Carolina. At 5 p.m., the town shuts down, everybody starts making their way to the stadium.
That is.
You were college walk-on at Georgia Tech under Bill Curry.
Yes, sir. And that was a great experience for me. I knew, like I say, I was a walk-on, and never got to, you know, play in varsity games or anything, but it was a very great experience. Great to be around a lot of great people, great coaches, and just I learned a whole lot and just enjoyed every bit of it.
Now, you were also there about the same time as a gentleman by the name of Romeo Crennel, who nobody seems to know about other than the fact he was former head coach of the Cleveland Browns, and now at Kansas City has really put that defense over on the straight and narrow.
Yes, sir. He was defensive line coach at that time there for my first year there.
This particular fact here really strikes me because it shows just how young you really are. Another walk-on at the same time was an invited walk-on by the name of Ken Wisenhunt, currently the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals.
Yes, sir. I mean, he was not your average walk-on. He stepped up and actually played a big role in us tying Notre Dame that was coming in ranked number one that year. I mean, an outstanding individual. And as you can see, an outstanding coach.
And you actually started at Georgia Tech going into the aerospace engineering program. How did you end up flipping over to physical education going over to Alabama? That's almost unheard of.
Well, somewhere along the line, I just figured out that I was not cut out to be an engineer. I'd had, you know, a couple of years of classes and everything, but that's just not what interested me. And I took some time off, and one of my old high school coaches asked me to come back during a semester and help him coach some, and I did, and found out that I was fairly good at it, or I thought I was good at it, and I enjoyed doing it. I liked working with the kids and everything, so from there I just decided that's what I wanted to do. And like I said, ended up going to Alabama, got a degree in physical education, but I still have my math background and everything. I ended up teaching math most of my years.
You've coached that number of high schools, from the very small to the very large. You've coached nearly every position on the field at one time or another. You've served as both offensive and defensive coordinator, coached a number. I'm sitting here looking at this list of offenses, and this just blows my mind. I had issues with three, and I'm sitting here looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You even coached the Notre Dame box, which I'm familiar with.
I've actually coached it a couple of times. One time when I was in college, I went over to Central High School of Tuscaloosa, which was running the Notre Dame box at that time, and got on as a volunteer coach with them just to get more experience, and they were running it. And a few years later, went with another school that happened to be running it at the time. It's a very different, very interesting offense, and a lot of similarities to the Wildcats that everybody is running today.
That was actually, I think, if you really kind of look at it, you had the deception and the power of the T formation. You flip it over in the Notre Dame box, you have an instant single wing package, and if you have a really good tailback, you can do all sorts of crazy things.
I tell you, I've seen officials sit there blowing the whistle and the guy is 40 yards down the field because they have no idea where the ball is.
You also serve as a strength coach, you've coached defense, but there's some other things that we're going to talk about. Your multiple offense. When we come back on our next segment, we're talking with Coach Thomas Holcomb out of Ozark, Alabama. He's coaching down there at Slocum High School outside of Ozark, and we're going to be talking a little bit of X's and O's in the next segment. You're listening to Coach's Corner on the CompuSports Radio Network.
Without you. Without you.
For over a quarter century, CompuSports has provided high-quality, easy-to-use coaching software to high school and college football coaches at prices that do an end-around on limited athletic budgets. Our EasyScout line of football scouting and video editing software improves the process of collecting, organizing, and analyzing information about the plays in a game, helping coaches save time while gaining a competitive edge. EasyScout products have always been easy to learn, easy to use, and built to adapt to a football coach's own terminology. The current version of the EasyScout Professional Scouting and Video Editing System delivers the kind of analysis and reporting capabilities that can cost up to five times as much. CompuSports Easy Scout software, because game day is only part of your job.
You're listening to Coach's Corner with John Anderson on the CompuSports Radio Network.
This segment of Coach's Corner is sponsored by CompuSports, publisher of the Easy Scout Professional, an affordable all-in-one football scouting and editing program. Easy Scout Professional, available at CompuSports.com. We're talking with Coach Thomas Holcomb out of Ozark, Alabama. We're about to get into this really in-depth conversation concerning a true multiple offense. And I'm really interested in finding out what Coach Holcomb has to say about this, because this is a little bit down my alley. Because my thoughts about this are, okay, maybe you have 8 or 10 running plays, but if you run them out of about, 8 billion formations, who knows what the heck is coming. So we're going to turn the floor over to Coach Holcomb, and I'm about to be schooled, I have a feeling. So, Coach, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, I wouldn't say I'm going to school you or anything. I'm always open and looking to learn myself. But, you know, you talked about earlier all the different offenses I've worked with. And a lot of coaches, well, we may work a little bit of the wing T in with the I or vice versa. But I got to looking at it and thinking when I became an offensive coordinator, why can't we just combine all of them in together in a mold, adapt, keep defenses off balance, and just make it hard for people to key in on what we're going to do. And my philosophy basically is a defense can't stop a power game, an option game, a counter game, and some type of play-action passing game effectively. They may can stack up and stop one or two of them, but somewhere or another you're going to leave something open. And we do all four of these things out of multiple formations. I got to looking at it the other day. We can actually give over 100 different looks with just little small minor adjustments that tend to drive defense coordinators up the wall, because I know when I was on the defensive side of the ball, I mean, when they do this, they do that, yeah, it just, you can't keep up with it.
You want to take the film projector and throw it across the room and all these really wild things, yes.
Yes. We probably start out working with the basic I formation, and we play lots of games with our receivers, pro, twins, motion, and it just puts defenses off balance. They really don't know where we're going to attack. Although our basic philosophy is we're going to run off tackle. We're going to run there, and you've got to line up and stop us there. That's where we begin everything. That's our power game. You get people stacking up in there to stop that. Now, you open up either inside or outside. And like you said earlier when we were talking, we got a play action pass off every one of our running plays. And we have different blocking schemes for the same thing. And that's what I think really makes our offense effective, is we compartmentalize the whole thing. The offensive line only worries about what the offensive line has to do. They know if we're running a six-hole play, they're going to block six whole rules. Our basic rule is gap down linebacker, which I took from the wing T. But we can make an adjustment. We can call G, which we're just going to let a guard pull and kick out. Small, minor adjustment. Or what we really gives people fits is if we call blast, which tells our tight end to turn out. Defensive ends are not used to a tight end blocking them out. They're used to either fighting from being reached or a fullback or something kicking them out. But they're not used to that tight end coming up and just turning them out. And we've had great, great success with that.
Now, if you have all these different styles built in, the power game, the option game, the counter game, first of all, this sounds very strikingly familiar to Dick McPherson's philosophy when he was at Syracuse in the 90s.
Yes, it is. I mean, and I've actually studied a lot of tape from them.
Now, okay, now getting to the offensive line, which you've already talked about, we're talking three major components of offense here. Does the option blocking scheme change from the power blocking scheme?
Not significantly. The one that has to make the biggest adjustment is our tight end. And that can be a week-to-week thing, whether we want to block him down inside or arc release him. Now, our option game, we tend to focus on just the outside veer portion of it or a simple double option. To, you know, to simplify things, if you went with a true option offense, that gets a little much more in-depth and complicated. And we do have that built into our package, but it's, you know, we try to focus on what gives defenses the most trouble. Most offenses around here line up and are used to stopping the inside veer. But we run the outside veer, which keys on the different people on the defense, and that's where we've had most of our success.
What kind of option game do you normally employ? Would it be a midline and inside? But you've already talked about the outside veer. Would you also employ a midline and an inside veer incorporated with that also?
Yes, this actual past year we had a great, actually going back to Syracuse, the freeze option. We incorporated that off of our trap game and just took it a step further and put in the freeze option off of it, because we were having so much success with our traps, and just a simple little option off that. And the way most defensive ends that we were seeing, it's right up in there and then just a quick pitch. We had some very good success with that.
You mentioned the counter game as being part of your offense. What type of counter action are you using, since you've got the power game, you've got the option game? Would this be...
Our counter game comes off of our off-tackle power play. For that matter, when we're working out of the eye, we teach our tailbacks. This is where I'm probably very, very detailed about it. Our first two steps of our tailbacks are the same on 90% of our plays. He is going to crossover step to the power side, just like if he's running the sweep or running the power or even running the counter. So the defensive linebackers can't key on it. I mean, they just see the same action every time. And from there, if he takes those two steps over, his shoulders are open to the sideline, so they don't know if he's running off tackle or go outside. And then he cuts back. And we generally pull the guard and tackle, although this coming year we're going to change it up a little bit and pull the guard and tight end.
Had that similar situation, because the tackle may be quick enough on his first two or three steps, but for some reason he seems to lose quickness coming across the stack there, and we've had to make that change over to like an H-back or a tight end or somewhere along those lines. And I think in one game we even used a wide receiver coming in motion, stopped and brought him back because we were blocking against a nickel defense. That was one of the other things that we did, but that's neither here nor there. We're having a great in-depth conversation about how a true multiple offense can come into play here. We're talking with Coach Thomas Holcomb from Slocum High School near Ozark, Alabama. And we're going to be talking a little bit more X's and O's, and we're going to be talking about this vision process in the next segment. You're listening to Coach's Corner on the CompuSports Radio Network.
If you have material in book form or article form or a video, maybe you've just got a souped-up PowerPoint presentation and you'd like to come on the program, you can email me at john@compusportsradio.com and we'll talk some football. That's John, J-O-H-N, at compusportsradio.com.
Coach's Corner with John Anderson on the CompuSports Radio Network.
This segment of Coach's Corner is sponsored by CompuSports, publisher of the EasyCut video editing software program. EasyCut works for any sport and starts at just $195. EasyCut, the affordable video editing software available at CompuSports.com. We're talking with Coach Thomas Holcomb from Ozark, Alabama, and we've been talking multiple offense here, and we're going to ask the coach to explain to us how he trains the quarterback to be able to assimilate all three of these running games and the passing game. And I mean, even as a sophomore, this has to be a little bit overwhelming. How do you get the quarterbacks up to speed and with all of these phases of offense?
Well, I think it goes back, you've got to be a very good teacher. And I use a lot of PowerPoints. I take them and sit them in a room. And, okay, here's this defense. Here's what you're going to do with this. You know, just a slow progression. I mean, we don't throw them out there on the first game of the year and expect them to be able to run 100 different plays. You know, first game of the year, we may be 20. But we're constantly progressing week to week. But we start them off with, like I say, a lot of board work. I make a lot of videos for them to study. A lot of talking, and it's just like I do in the classroom. It's just teaching as we go along. But so much of our offense, all of it looks the same. Like I said, our power game, there's really only four or five plays off of it that we only make a few little changes to give it multiple looks. So he only has a few things to learn there. Option game now takes more time, and generally, we tend to focus on the outside veer because that's a simpler, easier read than the inside veer. And like I said, defenses haven't had a whole lot of look at that. The passing game now is just practice and repetition and working with him, knowing where his receivers are. And our receivers, we can give all kinds of different looks and get to different spots on the field, but we're really running a few simple routes, whether we're dropping back or sprinting out. This past year, about the fourth game of the season, our starting quarterback blew his knee out, and the backup quarterback, who had never played a varsity game at quarterback, this was actually his first year to play, stepped in, and he ended up finishing up the season with our play-action passing game, throwing about 750 yards and just a few, I'd say, eight or nine interceptions, which for a kid that had never played was not too bad.
No, really, not in that particular span of period of time. You would really think you'd be throwing more.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got this offense set up. You've got your power game, your option game, your counter game. You've put in what sounds like a more simplistic passing game than what you would normally see. You're having them master that. But you had a problem with the quarterback really not making really good choices, which brought about your Hawkeye Sports Vision DVD. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yes. So much of any sport is vision. And like I said, I started doing a lot of research on it from the Air Force Academy. They're the leaders in it. And there are six outer ocular muscles and two inner ocular muscles. And we train every other muscle in the body in the weight room except those muscles right there. So Hawkeye is basically designed to exercise those muscles, working on muscles that are involved in tracking and concentration. And then we throw in other distractions where you have to really focus on your target. Newer version of it was thrown in visual memory, where we'll just flash a picture up and they've just got a fraction of a second to know and identify whatever's there. It not only trains the eyes, but it trains the eyes and the brain to work together in a much more efficient manner.
So this is basically an exercise of seeing it and identifying it and reacting to it.
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of success have you had with this program?
Well, the first quarterback I ever started working with in this, and it was when the program was really just at one level. He had been a quarterback that had been on several teams that had been very unsuccessful. I came in as his offensive coordinator and started him and the whole receivers and backfield working with it. He ended up throwing for 2,400 yards and only threw four interceptions for the season.
Wow. That is extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's the same basic offensive system that we've been talking about, but I think the Hawkeye system allowed him to make much better decisions, helped the running backs seeing where to cut, and it helped the receivers make some incredible catches that year.
Do you take this program and apply it to all of your skill position players, or does everybody get involved in this?
When I first started doing it, we're fortunate to have a large film room, and I just would put it up on the projector with the whole offense. The coach that I was working with that time was very agreeable, and we just, you know, it takes about 10 minutes a day. We just all sit in chairs and just watch and let the eyes exercise as it went through it. And like I say, we got those kinds of results. Since then, I've started actually, you know, putting people up on wobble boards, you know, for more brain stimulation, just like Air Force does. If I have mini trampolines, have them just little slight, small bounces while you're doing that. That makes the eyes have to compensate for that movement while they're watching and moving. So anything like that we can come up with. Offensive linemen, I put them down in a stance for a few seconds and make them watch certain sections of it or balance on one leg. So, you know, they got to be able to see and adjust to where linebackers are blitzing or running as well. So at that point in time, I just did it with the whole team. Where I'm at now, I don't have that, so I just take one or two and put them in front of a TV, and we accomplish the same thing at this, you know, just a couple of them at a time.
If someone has an interest in exploring this and making a purchase of this, where can they go to get it?
They can go to www.hawkeyesportsvision.com.
All right, so, and just how much does this cost?
It's about $21.
Oh, that's affordable then.
It is. When I started trying to make it available to the public, everything else that's around is anywhere from $70, $80 for a few sessions that you have to drive to, or a computer program that you get a limited number of uses and is good for one person, all the way up to several thousand dollars if you wanted to do your whole team. I wanted to make something that anybody and everybody could use.
Excellent. Coach, we're going to have to bring you back on here. You have entirely too much knowledge for us to just leave hanging out here in one program.
I appreciate that, but I don't know. I've just been around a whole lot and picked up a little bit here and there.
Sir, again, thank you for coming on the program. It's been great to have you on here, and we're going to have to do this again real soon.
Well, thank you.
We've been talking with Coach Thomas Holcomb out of Ozark, Alabama. We've got some final thoughts coming up after this. You're listening to Coach's Corner on the CompuSports Radio Network. Big thank you to Coach Holcomb from Slocum High School in Ozark, Alabama. A lot of fun talking with him about the multiple offense and Hawkeye Sports Vision. Scheduled up in upcoming interviews, we've got head coach Shane Law from A.C. Reynolds High School in Asheville, North Carolina, and we're going to be talking about his high-tempo spread offense on the next Coach's Corner. And we will also be talking with Dr. Chris Stankovich about a number of things, leadership, things going on in the sports world, trends that he's seeing in sports psychology, as well as some tips for coaches, as well as coaching the single-parent child. This is one you definitely won't want to miss either. Coach's Corner is an Abundant Harvest production on the CompuSports Radio Network.
I'm John Anderson. I'll see you next time.